zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror.
He has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
I always get goosebumps every time we open up Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Every time.
Every single time. As it is current year-to-date homicide rate, Indianapolis is on pace for 137 criminal homicides in 2017, making 2017 the deadliest year in history for the city of Indianapolis. That's insane. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we want to help stop the violence and bring closure to those who have lost loved ones who still haven't been able to see justice be served. This is why every Monday at this time we have Ashley Flowers in studio from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana to tell you some of the most horrifying crimes in this nation's history and to promote Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana so we can put away these bad guys. If you have any information on any unsolved crime in Indianapolis and want the security of remaining completely anonymous, call Crime Stoppers. The number, 317-262-TIPS. This week, it's a really special Murder Monday because it's currently still unsolved. So listen closely to Ashley's story as she shares it with us. And we're going to take some of your calls at 317-239-1009 about theories of what you think happened. Kind of like you hear the facts, you have a theory, you have an opinion. Also, you can tweet us along here, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know. Ashley, welcome to the show. Where do we begin today for Murder Monday?
Today, we are, like you said, talking about an unsolved case, which, Alex, when we started this, you loved cases where you like got into the psychology of who did it. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with cases where I don't know what happened. And this case specifically is the number one case that I'm obsessed with and have been obsessed with for years.
Really?
Really. So I need to just jump right in. There's so much to cover. So we're covering the case of Maura Murray, who went missing February 9th of 2004. And by all accounts, she was a very normal girl, all-American. She was a track star, got accepted to West Point, transferred to University of Massachusetts to study nursing. And on Monday, February 9th, 2004, is when everything, her whole life changed. She goes missing. And it started around noon that day when she is searching. There's internet search history of her looking for rental properties in New Hampshire. And her phone records show that she was calling around to places, searching places. By all accounts and all of her records, it doesn't show that she actually booked anything. Then she sends an email to her boyfriend, says, "Hey, sorry, I didn't answer your call. Just don't feel like talking to anyone right now. I will call you later." And she does call him around 2 o'clock, leaves a voicemail, very vanilla. Then she sends an email to her teachers. And she says, "I'm going to be out for the next week because there's been a death in my family. And I'll be back after that." Well, what we all find out later is there was no death in her family. So she could have just told a little white lie, like we've all done it. Like she just wanted to get out of class for a while, clear her head. Someone sees her leaving her dorm at 3:30. Then a little bit before 4, she is seen on ATM surveillance video taking out $280, which basically depletes her entire account.
Okay.
After that, she goes to a liquor store and gets way too much alcohol for one person. She gets a box of Franzia wine.
Good choice.
My lifeblood in college, yeah. she gets 12-pack of vodka coolers and some Baileys. And she takes all of this into her car. There's no surveillance video. They only know this because they find the receipt in her car later. And that's the last place we know for sure that she was. The next time we know anything of Maura, it is she is driving north and gets in an accident at 727 in Haverhill, New Hampshire. And this is a small, middle-of-nowhere town, and the road that she was on was super windy. So it's snowing, it's ice, it's terrible conditions, and she hits a snowbank and actually flips her car and is facing the wrong direction.
Ooh.
We know the exact time of the accident because she wrecked her car right in front of someone's house. And that woman heard the accident and immediately called 911 and reported it. Shortly after that, a couple of minutes, a man named Butch Atwood, who drives a school bus, actually is driving up the road towards his house and comes across her. And he actually has a conversation with her. He opens up the school door bus doors, and he asks her, are you okay? And he said, by all accounts, she seemed fine. Nothing was, she wasn't injured. She wasn't bleeding. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'll call the cops for you. You're car looks really bad. And she's, no, don't do that. I've already called AAA. What he knows, because he lives there, is there's no cell phone service there.
Oh, snap. So she was lying.
So he goes back to his house and he calls the police anyways, because he knows that she's in trouble. And by the time the police get there, the first responder is there at 7:46. So from the time Butch Atwood leaves her till the first police arrive, there's 7 minutes.
That's it.
That's really quick.
And again, she's right in front of someone's home. So in this 7 minutes, magically, everyone turns their back and she's gone.
What?
The first responders show up. There's no one in sight on foot. They don't pass anyone. They don't see anyone. The car is locked. The keys are gone. And what they see is there is, like I said, the car is facing the opposite direction. There's a big crack on the windshield. Like maybe she hit her head or something hit the windshield. And the wine is open and there's red stuff on the ceiling everywhere.
Like she had opened it because she was drinking it while she was driving, or it got opened in the crash?
Likely their belief is that she was drinking while she was driving, because Ooh. Also in the snow where it was some like a big puddle of like pink liquid, looks like something was poured out.
Ooh.
So cops naturally believe that, okay, this is probably a drunk driving incident where the person didn't want to get caught here, so they left.
Uh-huh.
So they report it probably as that and get the car towed. The one thing that doesn't fit with that is she had a rag in her tailpipe that was shoved in there.
What? Why? Why would she have that?
No one knows. So it could have made the car stall. There's so many questions about that. Like, I'd love to hear from a mechanic and to say, like, you know, what happens if you shove a rag in your tailpipe?
That's what she said.
Some people pay good money for that.
I think you can find someone to do that for you on Craigslist.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Sorry.
So because of this, and her family doesn't believe that she would just go missing, her dad and the locals keep saying that something bad happened to her. There was a local, her dad keeps saying a local dirt bag that took her. And they didn't have the full story yet. So things might change once they hear what happened to Maura before she went missing.
I already have like 3 questions in my mind at this point.
I have one question.
Yeah.
And I'll save it. But it involves talking about the tailpipe. Seriously. The tailpipe is involved. 317-239-1009 is our number. We're going to take your calls coming up later. I want you to be thinking about what we've heard so far here with Murder Monday. Also, if you've got any theories along the way, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. And we will get to those. And we will continue Murder Monday next on The Joe and Alex Show.